Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. Actually, I lied. We do this thing called 40 for 40. So this is like Shutdown Fullcast. Whoosh, whoosh, special effects noises. 40 for 40. Even though, how many bowl games do we have this year, Jason?
Well, see, like everything else in the sport, there's an official number and then there's like a real number. So there are 40 bowl games, but there's also the Celebration Bowl, which is a bowl, even though it's not an FCS game. And then there's a national title game, which, I mean, it's kind of a bowl. It's in the same city as the St. Petersburg Bowl, basically. So, therefore, it's a bowl. So that
makes
probably
it less
be
of a bowl.
Ryan, you sound different.
I sound better, I know.
Better and funnier.
Get to prettier just any minute now.
Yeah, and prettier, sure. It's hard to be prettier than Ryan Nanny, but some of us can do it. Joining us, that would be OT EDSBSer, Holly Anderson. Hi, Holly.
Hey.
Then also joining us, yes, the less pretty Ryan Nanny. Hi.
Fuck off.
Wow.
I missed this.
I know the dad has taken such a firm hold on Ryan. It's great. Like, just only 3 months ago, he was a bright, shining penny of a man. And now dad life is slowly grinding him into the fine dental powder that we all are.
An asshole, which helps. And I say that with admiration.
I was going to say, you're a big fan of difficult children in many ways. Jason Kirk joining us from Kennesaw.
Was that a shot at Doug? I'm not sure.
I thought it was a shot at Spencer, but that was two.
Okay.
Man, shots just firing in all directions.
Pow, pow, pow.
God damn.
Jason Kirk, how are you doing, Jason, our college football editor?
I'm all right. Just super fired up about 120 hours of exhibition football played for corporate-sponsored trophies.
Incorrect. Corporate sponsorship is not a guarantee this year.
Yeah, that's true. Only about four-fifths of these games have sponsors these days because no one has any money anymore, I guess.
That's true. 6 out of 41. Thank you for electing Republicans so you can just set our money on fire and we can't afford bowl sponsors.
I assume it was because they actually did some market research. On fire,
the New Mexico Bowl is the topic of our first one. Yeah. The New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque, New Mexico, between... Oh man, this is like
this is sad.
This is a Holly Anderson special, though. It really is.
What does that mean?
But you'll see what I mean. It's between UTSA.
I know exactly what you mean.
And New Mexico. Yeah, I want to talk about New Mexico first because what we do on 40 for 40 is we basically just talk about anything we happen to care about or know about these teams, which is a little bit more than a normal person should know, but not as much as we really should. New Mexico coached by whom, Ryan?
Football Bob Davey, Notre Dame's greatest coach. And you know what? If you think hard, you're like, yeah, it might be true.
I mean, I can't remember a better one. I'm not that old.
Yeah. Bob took New Mexico to an 8-4 record this year. New Mexico was kind of
what he's still doing there.
Well, losing to Rutgers, that was one thing he did.
Ooh.
The yeah. Notre Dame job hasn't opened back up yet. So
So New Mexico has played in four bowls this will be their fourth bowl in the last 11 seasons. All of them have been the New Mexico Bowl. Do you know where the New Mexico Bowl is played? The stadium where it's played?
I do.
Please.
It's their stadium.
It's their stadium. It is. It is such.
Ryan, what is their record in those games?
So the Wikipedia for this bowl has it as pending because obviously the outcome is to be determined against UTSA. They're 1-2 in the other three.
Hmm.
Including a shutout in 2007 at the hands of Nevada.
Storyline: New Mexico looks to pull even in all-time record of bowl games played in own stadium. We are done with the first podcast.
I think my favorite thing about this game is imagining all the players on New Mexico's roster who are there are two funny things here. Either you're from Albuquerque, and there are a lot of players on this roster from Albuquerque, more than a dozen looking at it, and you know, you go bowl eligible, that's an achievement, and your reward is you get another home game. And then there's the flip side, which is players from far away, you know, that there are players on this roster from Baltimore, you know, from Tacoma, Washington, from somewhere called Babylon, New York. And you know, these kids are playing another game in Albuquerque as well. Just
do you think instead of running stairs when players misbehave on this roster in December, they have to like stuff their own gift bags?
No, they have to stuff the other teams with their belongings.
It's the gift of the Magi, but in a small, tiny ESPN-sponsored bowl. Oh, look, I got you a tiny little football helmet. Look, I got you a small human head.
Aww. So your favorite teammate, like the really popular teammate, they stuff him in a bag and he gets to leave for San Antonio?
Mm-hmm. They should do something where you have to go get a gift in 30 minutes in Albuquerque that day with an allotted amount of money, like, you know, $15. They're like, oh, look, I got
everybody
you a ceramic cactus.
Crystals. I'm not seeing a downside.
Oh, it's a tie-dye shirt that's too big. Thanks.
Look, I got you a little jackalope. Wow.
I caught you a
that's
bandito.
A fantastic gift. Would you rather have a ball helmet, a plush football, or some form of jackalope totem?
It's a very large Charleston chew.
This jackalope is... This jackalope is filled with meth.
so is the pottery that you get for winning this game.
That's true. Remember, the New Mexico Bowl, the trophy is pottery. Usually, by the way, there's a chili cook-off associated with this. I guess costs have been spiraling at the New Mexico Bowl because we don't have that, even though new sponsor Intralot is on board. Intralot, by the way. It says Intralot press conference, right? Like, it's like team Intralot press conference. And I thought for a second, like, does that mean between two parking lots? Is that where they just, yeah, y'all meet us between the two parking lots, we'll just talk about the game? No.
Have you seen the facilities there? It might be.
It really might be.
The pottery trophy really makes me sad because it's traditional Zia Pueblo artistry, and the player trophies for the MVPs are made out of leather shields. As well,
they are leather shields. They're hand painted leather shields. How is this sad? This is the
I just
only
well here's
bowl trophy.
Here's why, because I feel like it's a metaphor for the treatment of Native Americans in the United States over the course of its history, where we take valuable culture and artistic influence, and we're like, hey, great tchotchkes for nobody who wants them. Here you go.
Yeah, you're right. That's
terrible. Let's put these in our literally most worthless bowl game. Here you go. We're proud of you. Hey, sorry about taking all the land.
This game is no longer Gildan?
No, it's still
Gildan on ESPN. That's still the title sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh, so what's the Intercontinental thing you're talking about, Spencer?
They've taken on like press conference sponsorship.
So they have
I guess that would be sponsors? The backdrop.
There's two sponsors I want to tell you about. Intralot, okay. Which is a gambling. Intralot is a gambling management company.
So we're gonna edge right up to this thing, aren't we?
So yeah. Is Gildan sponsored by offshore gambling now? Like the sponsors have sponsors?
No, just a sponsor and a partner. A partner, remember, not necessarily a sponsor. Remember, this is a gambling a gaming solutions company.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So no, they make slot machines is what you're telling me.
We're gonna do this. We're gonna let Musburger call the Vegas Bowl. And we're all just going to smile and nod and act like that's all that's happening.
Hold on. You know who's doing color commentary for this game?
I do not.
Mac Brown!
Oh, God damn it.
Fuck me.